With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. trade representatives meeting with their Chinese counterparts in Geneva earlier today, reaching a deal on tariffs. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says details will be revealed tomorrow. Hamas says Eden Alexander, the last living American hostage in Gaza, will be released, all part of efforts to establish a ceasefire. Hamas, though, does not say when that release will come about. India and Pakistan accusing one another of violating a ceasefire deal.
They're trying to get back to normal in the disputed territory of Kashmir after a ceasefire between India and Pakistan took effect Saturday. But residents and officials in the region say there was overnight fighting between Indian and Pakistani troops. People on both sides of the line of control, which divides the territory, say fighting did subside by Sunday morning. This resident of Uri, under Indian control, says, "We want peace, not war. People are against the war because people of the border area are most affected by this." I'm Donna Water.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's hoping for a ceasefire with Moscow beginning tomorrow morning. He adds he will be in Turkey to negotiate with Russian strongman Vladimir Putin personally. His comments come after President Trump had insisted that Ukraine accept Russia's latest offer of holding direct talks in Turkey by Thursday. And it could be somewhat of a sign of the future. Congressional Republicans now say their plan to sell and or transfer 460,000 acres of public land will generate revenue and offer space to build homes in western cities. This is SRN News. Now, what has a spirit?
That's the topic of a new global poll released by the Pew Research Center, and it finds that a majority of people in most countries believe that animals have a spirit. Here in the U.S., 57% think so. But what about a tree or a mountain? Most people in most countries also say yes to that, including 48% of Americans. The Pew survey also reveals that older folks are a lot less likely than the young to believe that animals or other things have a spirit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's supporters celebrating the Supreme Court decision to allow the administration to enforce a ban on transgender people in the military while legal challenges proceed. Shortly after returning to office, the president issued an executive order banning service members from living as the opposite sex, stating that such behavior conflicts with a soldier's commitment to be honorable and truthful. This is SRN News. Judges in several states may soon get a new tool to stop dangerous drivers from speeding again.
A device called Intelligent Speed Assistance prevents a car from accelerating far past the speed limit. Virginia this year became the first state to approve such a tool for reckless drivers. Similar measures awaiting governor's signatures in Washington and Georgia. The Washington legislation was inspired by a Seattle crash in which a teenager traveling 112 miles per hour killed four people when he slammed into their minivan. He was sentenced to more than 17 years in prison. When he gets out on probation, he'll have to install this device. John Scott reporting.
And repeating now our top story this hour, U.S. trade representatives meeting with their Chinese counterparts in Geneva today have reached a deal on tariffs. However, officials say details will not be revealed until tomorrow. More details at srnnews.com.